Curious now, Jock Dow the Grieve had yoked three shelts to the drag pole and led them into the park with a wheep at his elbow and a fag ricking for the crook o' his mou. Sign in to the long rigs o' corn, the binder branged, spewing out cuttit shaves at its dope. As long as they were there hailed, the hairsters were out in the park till midnight, working by the licht of the great hairst mean, men, women, and bairns. Ah, hands were needed to stook the shaves, setting them up in ane, stibble to stibble, echt shaves to a stook, setting north to south to catch the drying winds. The day, though, Jock Dow had led the horse back to the stable for a feed of hay and water at 11 o'clock, seen after Minnie's mither Sally and the kitchy dame Meg Ramsay, cried aye the big folk into the firm kitchy for a plate of yavel broth. Seeing as the kitchy was nippet for space and the day was fine, the hairsters had teen their dinner out in the park or half up the hill like Minnie to catch the sun. Just along for Jock Dow, Matthew Bruce, Minnie's da, was clartin' greasing the binder. Fool or a brute o' a thing it was, for nobody kid who worked it but him, for had been squealed at Strathbogie College, the same Strathbogie College that Minnie's brother Matty attended ilky day, unless it was hairst like new. The binder wheeched the legs for the corner for it and spewed bun shaves out of hen. Bads and hairst mice run wood feart afore the muckle hairy feet of the horse and the sough and click of the binder. Now, though the binder was quiet, its work finished this while, its maister fichrin wheat, sorting the thickness of the binder too, for he'd promised a shoddy out to Tully North. The corn was licht, dry and licht, the binder twine would need to be adjusted to suit. Minnie's feather stood like a brig in the park aneath with a fit in twa worlds, the all and the new, the world of the horse on a side, the world of the machine and tither, a serious tall man, stunning a pert for the clique of the workers he feed and fired. The horse that halt the kerts would rest in the queel of the stable for another hour yet, to be in Prince and Faldy. Their stable fears, Jimmy and Nancy, were delivering milk in a tune. Faldy was Minnie's favourite, and knew he'd be whinnying for his meat. Seen, Jock would finish his piece and gang back to the stable to lead him out to the water trough in the yard, forking high into his manger, and weighing out his corn ration for afters like pudding after broth. The horse must rest for 3 hours at dinner time, the folk couldna. Hens and jokes still had to be fed, housework done, fires mended, and the byre made ready for the evening's milking. A kern of jobs like threading a stray rape, elky een dovetailing into the other, till whiles Matthew Bruce hardly sleepit in his bed of awe, say if I ever said a farmer's life was easy, was a damned liar, for I never come within a sniff of Guido on his churn. The darg was hard, the hours were long, but at least the farmhouse was warm, het, clean, and weel plenished. Nane of the Bruces ever stood at the back of a dyke and grat, because they didn't ken for their next babby was coming fae. Ah, the lands of Ledrick Minnie could see for the top of the hithery now, as far as the cauld ice prods of Ben Nagar, wearing its hunky of snaw and its bosie that never melted ava, like an ice laird's hurt. East lay the know of Corlichy, for a Gordon laird as fat as a puddock fell off his shilt, indeed at the heat of a battle, afore he could even draw a sword. And the wee brown burn of Corlichy ran reed for 3 days and mair, sae glutted it was with deed and deeing Gordons. Fit the fecht was about, Minnie couldna reckon mine, for the Gordons were aye fechting somebody, but Mary Queen of Scots might have been at the backwood like Helen of Troy. And some folk said she watched the fecht for the top of the knowe, just like Minnie was watching noo. Doup it doon in the hill, o'erlooking the hair spark aneath. She sat, still and serious, and a living year all gone on for echte, like a wee clay dolly, moulded, fired and queeled by the changing seasons. As muckle appeared to the scenery as the kettle and grooming its cloaks at the barn door, or the rodden tree shouting softly at the nuke, or the neep park cotter's hoosie, white doon wi' a line o' washer. Who Was see ever a shout for the park and eith seen Garter steer, for Izy Mingus was climbing up the now to Gina. Though Minnie's feather never come right out and said it, it was understood that she didna mak friends with the Cotter bairns. Shiftless, thriftless, puckles a steenhillock Cotters had been. Nay the bairns white, maybe neither folks neither, for they could be turned awa for the place without ony redress if they misfitted steenhillock himself in the smallest way. And the Bruces had a fair notion of themselves, tie with their dairy and thriving there in the town, and all Martha doubt in the board of directors of the Northern Mart. Whiles, Cotter stole neeps and firewood, and her da turned a blinny to the on, for they a did it. But he didna like it, never. Izy, though, was ne a Cotter bairn. Her beats were gweed stout leather made by the suitor of Ledrich. Her feyther Che and her mither Lottie fairn till the north, and they had sent men to help Steenhillock wi's hearst. Izy was ages with Minnie Bruce, a full cousin on her feyther's side through his mither's folk, the Minguses o' Clagordy. The Minguses were clartit with Silla, abody kent that. Their feyther had dibbled in stocks and shares, and ane 3 shards of the Dach distillery. Say it made her little to them if the hearst was gweed or coarse, for their breed was buttered on both sides. Next year, when Izy turned 13, she would gang to a fee pie and squeal in the toon, awa for the saucicle rogie. The Minguses would be roping out after the hearst. They had bocht a wee hotel in the toon, awa for the tyranny of the buyer. The Cotters make shift for themselves, say. Some of their chiel and his wife would hae the trachle of keeping fair accounts, and buying and selling stock and gear at the marts and ropes roun' Ledrich. Izy's hame lay ower Steenhillock's parks to the east. The Bruce's end a peat cut ower for the moors of Ledrich, atween Kilrogie Squeal and till the north, and there they cut and stuck it, dried and hurled hame 50 loads and mair to see them through the winter, though Minnie's da cut less and less each year. Cheap fuel was na cheap when it took so long together, for now you needed was a scrat of the pen on an invoice and black bags of shell bottle and dross delivered to your door. Peat was a fine, sweet, crumbly heat in a winter's night, but it brought a wa to stour. Coal that was banked up with a shovel for a dross to keep it gone was aye there smothering a wa in the morning, a sma' job to rake up the sinners and big the low again. Minnie, though, like it fine to cut peats out at Tullis, for Izy was aye fu' of tricks. You never wearied long in her company. The Cotter bairns keep it a bit of a distance atween themselves and Minnie and Izy baith. Faith, he couldna be easy wi' a quine, for his feyther could tuck the meat for your plate as quick as look at you.